各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天一起来探讨一段经文哦。
Let's read this scripture today.
这段经文是蛮难理解的一段经文，在路加福音十六章一到八节。我们先把经文再读一遍，好不好
？This might be quite difficult to understand. It's in Luke chapter 16, verse 1 through 8. Let's read it together again.
那么这段经文是说，门徒又耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。
And he said also to the disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the steward was accused to him that he was wasting his goods.
那么主人就把他叫来了，就对他说：“我听见你这怎么回事哦？把你所经管的交代清楚，因为你不能再做我的管家。”
And he called him and said to him.What is this that I hear about you? Give me the account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward.
那么这管家心里怎么想啊？说，主人辞我了哦，不能再做管家了，我将来怎么办哦？要去锄地吗？没有力气，要去讨饭哦，这面子又挂不住，你知道吗？
And the steward said to himself, What shall I do since my lord took away the stewardship from me? I have not strength to dig, to beg, I am ashamed.
所以管家就心里说，嘿。我知道怎么办哦，好叫人家，好叫人在我不做管家的时候接我到他那，到他的家里去哦。
I am resolved what to do, that when I'm put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses.
所以他怎么做哈、啊、
？And then what he did?
就把欠他主人债的这些人一个一个叫过来啊、哦。
He called to him each one of his lord's debtors.
那就问第一个说，哎，你欠我主人多少钱啊？
He said to the first, How much do you owe my Lord?
他就说怎样？一百卢。
And he said, 100 measures of oil.
管家说什么？来，拿你的账，来来来，坐下坐下，写五十就好了。
And he said to him, Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50.
那另外一个呢？哎，乖乖。
And then he said to another,
你欠多少啊？
How much do you owe?
他说一百担的麦子。
And he said, 100 measures of wheat.
那管家说什么？来来来来，写八十就好了、哦、
He said to him, "Take your bill and write 80."
最后一段就很难了解，你知道吗
？And then it's difficult to understand.
主人就怎样？就夸奖这位不义的管家做事聪明。
And his lord praised the unrighteous steward because he had done wisely.
因为怎么样？今世之子在。世事之上，叫光明之子更加聪明。
For the sons of this world are for their own generation wiser than the sons of the light.
读这段经文，你们有没有问题啊
？Do you have questions in your mind reading this passage?
这段经文其实困扰我很久哎。
This bugged me for a long time.
哎，我们的主耶稣基督怎么会去夸奖这一位不义的管家呢？
How could our Lord Jesus praise this unrighteousness, unrighteous steward?
你想想，他是浪费主人的财物啊。
Think about it. He wasted goods of the Lord.
才会被辞工作的嘛。
And he's laid off.
Fine. 那现在呢？现在他更胡作非为了。
And he did something even worse.
更浪费主人的财物啊。
Wasted even more goods of the master.
那么，怎么主人还称赞他啊？
How could his master praise him?
说他怎样做事聪明，比光明之子还要聪明哦。
Saying that he had done wisely and he is wiser than the sons of the light.
我跟各位讲哦，还有更震撼的哦。
And what's even more shocking is,
他还要我们学他，你知道吗
？He told us to learn from the steward.
第九节说，我又告诉你们。
In verse 9 he said, and I say to you.
要借着那不义的钱财去结交朋友。
Make to yourselves friends by means of the mammon of unrighteousness.
到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里面去。
That when it shall fail, they may receive you into the eternal tabernacles.
所以我在读这段经文的时候，哎，我就看了很多的解经书，也听了很多的讲道。
So when I was reading this passage, I read many books and heard many sermons.
但是都讲的都很奇怪，你知道吗？
But it was strange.
有的说，其实耶稣不是在称赞他啦。
Some said that Jesus wasn't praising the steward.
耶稣是在责备他。
He was actually condemning the
steward. 要我们做事诚实，不能像这不义的管家一样。
Asking us to do things honestly and don't follow this unrighteous steward.
我们刚刚哦，那个，读经的姐妹已经读过一遍，刚刚要读一遍哦。我们要不要再读一遍啊？
We've read it twice. Do you want to read it a third time?
我跟你讲，你再读十遍哦，耶稣还是在称赞这位不义的管家。
I need to tell you that even you read it 10 times, Jesus is still praising this unrighteous steward.
你再读十遍哦，耶稣也没有在责备他，就是在称赞他。
Even if you read it 10 times more, Jesus wasn't condemning him.
那这样的话，那是不是有其他的属灵的含义在里面啊？
So if that's the case, maybe we'll have other spiritual meanings.
那但是不是说什么100篓油变50篓，100担麦子变80担，是不是有什么属灵的含义在里面？
So 100 barrels of oil became 50, and 100 measures of wheat became 80. Is there any spiritual meaning there?
这在读这段经文，各位读这段经文都没有疑问，是不是很快乐？是。哇，这就读过去。
Don't you have questions when reading this passage?
我们继续看哦。这一段经文其实牵涉到一个解经的问题哦。
There is a question about understanding the Bible in this passage.
那么在解经里面哦，当耶稣用比喻的时候，这个就是耶稣用比喻讲到的一个很好的一段经文哦。
When decipher the Bible.When Jesus used parables,
那么比喻的话，比喻讲到最重要就是他用使用一个叫做一个原则叫相似原则哦。
The most important thing in understanding parables is to apply the principle of analogy.
因为耶稣他跟我们讲一件事情哦，他就用一个比喻来让我们来了解。
Because when Jesus wants us to understand something, he used a parable.
那但是呢，你要注意的就是说。他不管用比喻用一个故事来讲哦，他这里面其实就是要来讲一件属灵的真理。
So we need to look past the story itself and understand the spiritual meaning he's trying to explain.
那么这一个他所讲的这个比喻或这个故事跟这个属灵的真理里面只有一个相似的点哦。
And usually there's only one pointthat are the same in the story and the spiritual principle.
所以你就不要想要从，就说去解这个故事里面的每一个细节，要去找一下属灵的亮光哦，不需要哦，好不好
？So you don't have to analyze every single detail of the parable to try to find the spiritual meanings in every single detail.
那么第二点的话，你要注意的就是说，他讲话的对象是谁？
And secondly, you need to pay attention to the audience of Jesus.
还有为什么要讲这一个比喻
？And the reason for him to share the parable.
也就是说，他的听众还有讲这比喻的目的是什么
？So, again, who's his listeners and what's the purpose of Jesus?
我们现在看他跟谁讲哦。
So let's look at who's the audience.
那么在前面15章的第一节里面，他说众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士也在那里。
In the chapter before, Luke 15, verse 1, it says, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law."
所以这里面我们知道比喻的对象有谁
？So from it we understand the audience of the
parable. 除了这些罪人以外，还有法利赛人跟文士啊。
In addition to the sinners, there are also Pharisees and the teacher of the law.
所以当你看了这个，知道这个比喻的对象以后，你就不难了解啊，在第十四节为什么说
？So once you understand the audience, once you understand who are the audience, then it's easy to understand why in verse.
同样是16章14节这里，他说：“法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他听见这一切话就嗤笑耶稣啊。”
And the Pharisees who were lovers of money heard all these things and they scoffed at him.
所以呢，其实法利赛人也在那里哦。
Therefore, Pharisees were there.
那么为什么耶稣要称赞这位不义的管家？
So why did Jesus praise this unrighteous steward?
耶稣他自己有解释。
Jesus explained himself.
这个 其实也就是整个比喻讲到的那个相似点。
And that's the similarity between the story and the spiritual truth.
他说主人就夸奖这位不义的管家做事聪明。
He said, and his Lord praised the unrighteous steward because he had done wisely.
因为今世之子在世事之上叫光明之子更加聪明。
For the sons of this world are for their own generation wiser than the sons of the light.
也就是说什么？
So, what does that mean?
就说这个不义的管家他虽然不义啊。
It means that though this unrighteous steward is unrighteous,
但是他仍然懂得要为他的将来做预备。
Knew to prepare for his future.
你们这些光明之子，
you sons of the light,
却不知道要为你们的将来做预备。
Do not know to prepare for the future.
真的是比今世之子还要笨。
That is how you are foolish, more foolish than the sons of this world.
所以这段经文，耶稣是在夸赞这位不义的管家不义吗？
So in this scripture, is Jesus praising the unrighteous steward for his unrighteousness?
其实不是的，耶稣是很语重心长的跟他的听众讲。
No, the purpose of Jesus is to tell his audience.
其实主要是这些犹太人。
Especially the Jews.
你要为自己的永生做预备。
To prepare for their eternal life.
今世之子都知道要为自己的将来做预备了。
The sons of the world knows to prepare for the future.
你们这些神的选民，
you people of God,
怎么会不知道要为自己的将来做预备呢？
Why don't you know to prepare for the future?
所以整段经文的比喻就到这里结束了。
So that's the meaning of the parable.
刚刚我们说路加福音一章十六章一到八节，那其实今天讲到讲完了，你知道吗？
So ifWe are only talking about Luke chapter 16, verse 1 through 8, then the sermon is over today.
我如果现在就离开了，我等一下那个林长老会 K 我，你知道吗？所以我们继续讲下去好不好？
But we need to go on.
好，这就不用换了嘛。
So I didn't.
因为大家太严肃了一点了，我们慢慢来。不要紧张。我们来看第九节哦。
Then if we continue to read,
耶稣继续有教导。
In verse 9, Jesus continued his teaching.
他叫我们什么？我又告诉你们，也要借着那不义的钱财去结交朋友。
And I say to you, make yourselves friends by means of the mammon of
unrighteousness. 那么到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你到永恒的帐幕里面去。
And when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal tabernacles.
啊，这段经文更难了解了。
So it's even more difficult to understand.
那么这一段经文，他说要我们用不义的钱财去结交朋友。
It tells us to.Make friends by means of the mammon of unrighteousness.
然后钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里面去。
And when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal tabernacles.
好，我们来看一下这里面有几个字，我们先把它解决啊。
So let's talk about the individual words in the.
第一个是不义的钱财啊。
The first is the.Mammon of
the 那后面那个弯弯曲曲那个希腊文就不要理他，我只是跟你讲说他实在是这样写、哦、那个不义的钱财那个第一个字是马门、哦、马门那个 text 就说所有歌就是 Adiakias 这个字你留意一下，这个字就是这个字不义的钱财。
I put a Greek there just to double confirm that.
好，那么这个不义这个不义到底是什么意思、哦、
So what does unrighteousness mean here?
在雅各书三章六节，他这样说：“舌头是罪恶的世界。”
In the book of James, chapter 3, verse 6, it says the tongue is a world of evil.
那么这个罪恶的世界，这个是同一个字、哦、就是 archidias、哦、
The Greek for the word evil there is the same as the unrighteousness.
所以，对犹太人讲，这个 archidias 这个不义的意思、哦、其实就是这个舌头。为什么舌头是一个？是一个不义的世界啊，因为我们你说， 流传道，我的舌头才没有不义，我都是赞美主，这个鼓励人啊，我舌头很好的。
Why does the Bible say that the tongue is unrighteousness? You may say that, oh, my tongue is really good. It praise people, and it always says good things.
可是你知道吗？偶尔你的舌头也会骂骂人呐、啊。
But do you know that it also says bad words from time to time?
也会说一说欺负人的话吗？
Sometimes you use your tongue to take advantage of others.
所以对犹太人来讲啊，这个。Akidias 这个字就是说，他有时候会去欺骗人，有时候会去欺负人，这样的一个意思哦。
So this word in Greek means to take advantage of people or to deceive people.
那么在新约圣经里面，他最重要就是说，这个不义的钱财，他主要是说他会欺负人，会欺骗人，会引人离开上帝的这个钱财哦。
And here the mammon of unrighteousness means money that can deceive people, can take advantage of people, and can lure people. Aside from following God.
所以呢，相对我们所谈到相对永生来讲哦，任何会吸引人或勾引人离开上帝的，我们都叫做不义的。
So, other than God Himself, anything that get us far away from God are unrighteous.
所以在这里马门的面前用不义的来形容，哦，这样可以啊、哦？这样了解没有
？So it says here is the mammon of unrighteousness.
那么他们可以接你到永存的帐幕里去。这个他们是谁哈、啊、
？And here it says they may receive you into the eternal tabernacles. Who are they?
那么他们可以接五个字，其实希腊文只有一个字哦。
And here, they.May receive in Greek is just one word.
那么这个接这个字是一个被动式，是一个假设语气哦，一个将来的。
It's the in the tense of the future.
所以这个的话、哦，其实可以来这样来了解哦。他们这个他们哦，有很多人就解释说，哎，这个钱财可以接你到永生的帐幕里面去哦。
So some understand it as.The money, the mammon would receive you into the internal tabernacles.
啊，那这个你就不要理他了，这一定错的哦。
That's definitely wrong.
为什么？因为这个他们这个是第三人称复数哦。可是那个钱财有没有？刚刚讲的钱财是单数哦。希腊文里面单数复数很清楚的，所以他们如果解释是钱财，你就不要理他，那个一定错哦。
So here, they is in plural, and before when it talks about the mammon of unrighteousness, it's in singular form. So it must be wrong.
所以有人说，哎，那个他们的话，就是以后你死了以后，天使会接你到永存里面的，那个永存的帐幕里面去哦。
Some understand it as angels will receive you into the eternal tabernacle.
可是我们现在在讲的是不义的管教问题。怎么会跑出天使出来哦
？But we are talking about the unrighteous steward in this passage. Where what angels have to do with it?
所以呢，这样的解经书哦，我就把它很恭敬的把它摆在我的书桌上面，就把它放在那里啊，从此把它供在那里，不再理它了。
So I didn't listen to that explanation as well.
那所以这个他们的话，我们就看他的时态来讲，这个他们其实可以来这样解释啊、哦。
So.The word they could be understood as.
它是一个缓升的一个动词，所以他们这个是就是可以来解说是，你所做的这些事情，假设语气，或许将来可以带领你到永生的帐幕里去。
The thing they could be understood as the things you do may receive you into the eternal tabernacles.
就是你用你的钱财去为你的永生做预备的这些事情。
So the things that you do with your wealth to prepare for your eternal life may receive you into the eternal tabernacles.
他已经先帮我翻译了，你知道吗？可以接你到永生的帐幕里。
And that's what can receive you into the eternal tabernacles.
好。所以在这里。我们上一节说，不义的管家虽然不义，但是仍然知道要为自己的将来做预备。你们光明之子怎么样？更 更要为自己的将来做预备。
So in a previous passage, it tells us though the unrighteous steward is unrighteous, he knows to prepare for his future, and you, sons of the light, should also know to prepare for your future.
耶稣基督不是在叫你要学这个不义的管家。
Jesus wasn't talking about just learning from
不是在称赞这位不义的管家。
Or praising him.
是要你学习这个不义的管家有那个聪明智慧，为你的将来做预备。
But he asked you to learn from this unrighteous steward to know to prepare for your future.
所以在这里。
Therefore here.
耶稣继续在跟我们讲。
Jesus continued to say,
他说：“你在最小的事上忠心的话，在大事上面也会忠心。”
That is, he that is faithful in very little is faithful also in much.
在最小的事上不义，在大事上也会不义。
And he that is unrighteous in a very little is unrighteous also in much.
我们再继续看哦，在十一节他说。
And in verse 11,
倘若你们在不义的钱财上面不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付给你们？
If therefore you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous mammon, who will entrust the true riches to you?
那么倘若你们在别人的事的东西上面不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们？
And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own?
所以在这段经文里面，耶稣基督把钱财的他的本质讲得非常的清楚。
So in this passage, Jesus said very clearly about the truth of wealth.
钱财是什么？
What is it?
是最小的。
The wealth is very little.
第十节说的嘛，在最小的事上面你要忠心嘛。
It says that you need to be faithful in very little.
钱财是什么？是不义的。
The wealth is unrighteous.
也就是会欺骗人，会欺侮人，会把你勾引，让你远离上帝的。
That it's deceiving and will lure you away from God.
钱财是什么？
The wealth is also
是别人的。
Another's
是暂时托给我们保管的。
It's only given to you for a very short time.
但是如果我们在这最小的这个暂时的这个虚假，这个别人给我们暂时给我们保管这个钱财上面，我们如果好好的使用这个东西
，So if we are faithful in treating this very little unrighteous another's temporal thing，
去为我们的将来做预备的话
，and prepare for our future，
那么我们所做的这些事情，或许将来就可以接我们到永存的帐幕里去。
And these things we do may receive us into the eternal tabernacles.
各位弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
上帝给你很多的资源，
God has entrusted to you
给你能力，
many resources,
给你才干，给你时间，
your abilities, your talents, your time.
但是他也给你责任，
He also gave you your responsibilities.
他把这些东西交给你，
He gave you all these.
要你去结交朋友，要你去帮助人。
For you to make friends, to help those in need.
要你去荣耀上帝的名。
To glorify His name.
你做到没有？
Have you done that?
还是你把这些钱财、这些时间、这些能力握在你自己的手里？
Or do you hold all the richness and time in your hands?
就像那无知的财主一样。
Just like the rich fool,
你拼命的为自己积蓄。
You gather only for yourself.
所以其实这段经文在跟我们讲，我们不过是管家而已。
So this scripture is also telling us that we are nothing but a steward.
死后不管你曾经拥有多少。
When you die, no matter what you have owned.
这些将来都要交出来。
You will have to give away.
好好的用你现在有的这些资源来为你的将来做预备，好不好？
Use the resources you have right now wisely to prepare for your future.
所以在这里的话，主耶稣一再的跟我们强调。
So here, Jesus emphasized over and over.
我们怎么样来忠心的管理上帝所交给我们的
？How can we manage whatever God entrusted to us faithfully？
就是你在这最小的事上面，你要忠心嘛。你在大事上面，你就会忠心嘛。
That you need to be faithful in the very little, so you could be faithful when He entrusted you to much.
如果我们在这个不义的，就是在让你会得罪上帝的钱财上面，你不能很忠心的谨慎管理的话，那将来上帝怎么把真实的钱财给你们呢
？If you can't be faithful in the use of unrighteous mammon, how can God entrust you the true riches?
那么当然。在原文里面 是包含的更广，不是真实的钱财，是原文只有真实的，上帝要把真实的给你。
And in the original scripture, it's even larger than true riches. The word riches isn't there. It's just God will give you the true things.
所以在十二节里面，这不是真正属于你的，是上帝所暂时托给你管理的。
And also, it's not truly yours. This is just what God gives you.
所以你在这些最小这些事上面的话，你要忠心哦。
So you need to be faithful in the little things.
所以在十三节里面，耶稣就跟我们讲说，一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
And then in verse 13, Jesus told us that no servant can serve two masters.
为什么？你不能恶这个爱那个，你不是恶这个爱那个，就是会亲这个。重那个，你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
这比喻有没有很熟啊？这句话。
Are you familiar with this parable?
这句话在撒种的比喻已经讲过了。
It's very similar to the parable of the seed.
在前面。基督有说过，那落在荆棘地里面的荆棘长起来，就把它挤住了，就结不出果实来了。
Jesus said, "An other fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit."
三本福音书都有记载。
It's written in.
这是非常重要一个比喻。
Gospel books, and it's a very important parable.
这里说，你如果又要跟随上帝
，and it tells us if you want to follow both God,
你又要侍奉马门。
And mammon,
那么到最后，你一定会像那个落在荆棘里面的种子。
You will be like the seed that fell among the thorns.
当荆棘长出来以后，就把那个种子挤住了。
When the thorns grew up, the seed is choked, would be choked.
可是这么好的一篇讲道哦。
But after such a great sermon.
不是我现在的讲道，是耶稣的这个讲道。
Not the sermon I'm giving right now, but Jesus' sermon in the Bible.
这么好一篇讲道，很可惜，法利赛人没有听懂。
It's really pitiful that the Pharisees didn't understand.
圣经记下令人很难过的一句话。
The Bible recorded a very sad sentence.
第十四节，他说法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他们听见这一切话就。嗤笑耶稣。
It says in verse 14 that and the Pharisees who were lovers of money heard all these things and they scoffed at him.
因为法利赛人是贪爱钱财的。
Because Pharisees loved money.
他就听不明白，也听不进去。
They couldn't hear it and they couldn't understand it.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在这个比喻里面告诉我们。
Jesus told us in this parable,
你要为将来做预备
that you need to prepare for the future.
你要用你手边的上帝所暂时托给你管理的这些资源你要为你的将来使用这些来为你的将来做预备
You need to use all the temporary resources God put at your hand to prepare for your future.
对一般人来讲
For ordinary people,
能够跟上帝有一个对抗的是什么
What would have?
就是你除了上帝，在你身边，你最宝贵的大概是什么
？What's the most important thing in your life other than God?
除了上帝以外
，other than God，
大概就是你的钱财。
Maybe it is your money.
上帝要我们真的，耶稣基督要我们真的忠心的来管理这一切。
God asked us to manage that faithfully.
好好的使用这些来为我们的将来做预备。
Use all of that wisely to prepare for our future.
那你说，那今天都讲完了。
So you might think, is that the end of the sermon today?
没有啦，我们最后我们来讲一个，我最后我用一个很小的一个故事跟大家结束一下我们今天的讲道，好不好
？I want to close with a little story.
那在纽约长岛有一个担任紧急救护的一个人哦。
In Long Island in New York, there's a guy who worked as an emergency doctor.
这个人叫做 Marshall Oriol.
And his name is Matthew.
那么他是专门在处理那种紧急事故的。
And his specialty is to dealing with emergency.
什么叫紧急事故啊
？What are those？
就常常比如说有人开车，砰，撞上了。
It's like a car accident.
赶快去救他。
And people were sent to his hospital.
那么呢？他在这里面啊，他常常会碰到那些快要死的这些人。
So he had to dealt with had to deal with a lot of people who are dying.
那么人在知道自己将要死的时候，人会有什么反应？
So what are people's reactions when they know that they will die?
他本来哦，有一个人他其实哦，失血症，他都问就医生啊，我会不会死？
So there was one time someone asked him that.
那么这位 Marshall 这位医生哦，他其实我跟你讲哦，医生看你就知道你会不会死了。
And to tell the truth, like when a doctor look at you, he would know if you
are dying. 那么他本来哦都不好意思跟人家说你会死了。
And he wasn't comfortable telling the patient that he would die.
他这位不晓得怎么，他就跟他说，你要死了。
But since the patient asked,
他以为这个人会非常的惊恐。
He told the patient.
就发现哎不是哦。
He saw.
大部分这些人听到自己要死的时候，都会有一些反应哦。
He saw those people would be astonished when they hear that they are about to die, but they had very different reactions.
换心好，不是说我不要死，因为知道你要死了，你不会喊这句话。
And it's not that, oh, I don't want to die, because when you actually know that you are about to die, you won't be saying.
他归纳出来，人要死的时候有三个，有三种很大的，有三种不同的反应。
So he summarized and categorized them into three different reactions that are common to people who are about to die.
第一个，他会请求原谅。
The first is to beg for forgiveness.
比如他碰到一个人。
For example,
要死了。
He was in a car accident. He was about.
当他跟他问说：“医生，我会不会死？”他说：“你一定要死。”
And the patient asked the doctor, "Would I die?" And the doctor told him that you will.
那么这个人哦，他就只跟医生讲说：“医生啊，拜托你叫我的儿子来。”
And he told the doctor to bring his son.
或者打电话给我的儿子哦。
Or to call his son.
他也想说：“你都要死了，叫你儿子来干什么？”
And the doctor asked, "Why would you want to call your son?"
他说：“我这一生都只为我自己。”
And he said, "I lived my life.
我自己的享乐，我自己的都只为了我自己。”
All for myself, my own enjoyment.
我从来没有去看过，从来没有去留意我的儿子。
I didn't pay enough attention to my son.
现在我要死了。
Now that I'm about to die.
请你打电话给我儿子。
Please call my son.
我要跟他说。我要跟他说，
And I will
请你原谅我。
Say to you, please forgive me.
人在临死以前第一个反应，
the first reaction before someone's about to die，
他请求人的原谅，
is to ask for forgiveness.
各位弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters，
你人没有办法带着亏欠哦，带着我对不起谁，我对不起谁，我得罪谁。你没办法带着亏欠离开这个世界。
You can't leave this world with regrets and sorry.
就这个，我也想到我的父亲哦。
I also that also reminds me of my father.
他临死以前哦，一直跟我讲说：“哎，志学，你要带我到岐山去哦，我要去找一个人。”
Before he passed away, he asked me to bring him to Qi Shan to find a person.
我不晓得老爸为什么，我就带他去了。他原来他要去找一个人，他说从前他跟那个人借了30块钱。
So in the past he borrowed $30 from the person.
因为他以前小的时候家里很穷，他不晓得什么，他跟这个人借了30块哦。
He was poor when he was little, and for some reason he borrowed money.
那么之后的话，他也就没有忘了这件事情了。
And then he forgot about this.
可是他现在其实他自己知道他的病已经到了很末期，他知道他快要离开这世界。
But now that he knows that he doesn't have much time.
他一定要找到这个人，要把这个钱还给他。
He felt that he have to find this person to pay him back.
当然，那个借他钱人早就离开了。他是找到他的儿子还是他的孙子，把这钱还给他。
And of course, the person who he owed money from already passed away, so he gave the money to his son or his grandson.
那当然加了很多的利息
了。With a lot of interest.
人要离开这世界以前，第一件事情，我要请求原谅，我有没有对不起谁
？Before someone leave this world, the first thing that he would do is to ask for forgiveness.
第二件事情
And the second,
他会希望被纪念哦。
Is that he want to be memorized, remembered?
他在这里，他碰到一个。也是一个人，他知道他要死了以后，他说：“先生，你们打电话给我的妻子。”
Here another patient said, "Please call my wife."
打电话给你妻子干什么
？For what?
我要问他，他会不会纪念我
？I would ask her if she will remember me.
那医生心里想：你活着的时候对他好一点，他就纪念你吗
？And the doctor was thinking that if you treated her well, she Of course, we'll be remembering you.
人真的要离开这世界以前哦，人都希望他在这世界上有人纪念他。
Before someone leaves this world, they would want to be remembered.
其实，在1500年前，圣奥古斯丁早就写下这句话了。
Actually, 1500 years ago.Saint Augustine already wrote this down.
在他的忏悔录里面有一句话，看了以后吓了一跳。
In his book, the Confessions, there's one sentence.
他说，人内心最深的渴慕是什么？人内心最深的渴慕就是被纪念。
He said that the deepest desire in a person's heart is to be remembered.
每一个人都希望他离开这世界以后，有人纪念他。
Everyone wants to be remembered when when he passed away.
那么第三个，他碰到有一次碰到一个大学的教授。
And the other time, the doctor met a professor at a university.
抓着医生的手。
He held the doctor's hands.
哎呀，医生啊，我还有很多东西在这里，我还没写出来。
And said that I have a lot of things in my mind and I haven't wrote down.
真的，我们当人要离开这世界，都会想一件事情：我在这世界上到底有没有留下什么
？And when anyone passes away, he will think about the thing that if I left something to the world.
我在这世上到底有没有意义
？Did I have meaning in my life?
我这一生到底留什么在这世界上？我是不是白占地图
What do I leave to this world? Did I waste all the resources?
贝多芬临死之前，他讲的最后一句话是什么
？Beethoven, before he died, the last word he said was.
我儿子学音乐的话，我才知道哦。
I only knew this because my son studied music.
他很感慨的说：“难道我就只能写这么一点曲子吗
？”Beethoven says.It is true that I can only write so
a few
number of songs.
写下九大交响曲，人称乐圣的贝多芬，他说：“难道我这一生只能写下这些吗？”
He wrote 9 symphonies, and
我还有好多好东西在这里，我可是没有时间了，我没有办法再写了。
But he's regretting and asking for more time because he felt that he left so few.
他多希望他能够再多写一点东西出来。
He hoped that he could write more.
各位弟兄姐妹哦。
Brothers and sisters.
人为什么怕死？
Why are we afraid of death?
当你觉得对不起谁的时候，你都不敢这样离开这个世界了。
When you feel you've wronged someone, you are afraid to go away.
更何况在人的心里早就知道一件事情。
And in addition to that, we all know this in our hearts.
虽然他心里不说。
Though we might not all admit it.
每个人都知道他死了要去面对上帝。
Everyone knows that when he or she dies, they will face God.
可是世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
But all men have sinned and lacked God's glory.
都对不起上帝。
We've all wronged against God.
然后就要死了。
And we are about to die.
要去见上帝的面了。
And to face him.
谁不害怕？谁不恐惧战惊呢？
Who wouldn't be in fear?
那么人永恒的纪念在哪里？
So where can we be remembered in eternity?
在永恒上帝的生命册里面。
It's only in the Lamb's book of life.
在羔羊的生命册上面。
In the Lamb's book of life.
那么生命册是这样，如果你们看原文的话，到启示录到最后一章末日审判的时候，那里上帝会摊开了，耶稣基督会摊开两本书哦。
So if you read the original scripture in the last chapter,
那两个书都是同一个字哦，一个是复数，一个是单数。
The Lamb would open two books, and they're actually using the same word, one in singular and one in plural.
那本单数的中文翻译是什么？羔羊的生命册。
The singular, the book in the singular version, word in Chinese translates to the Lamb.
你要留意哦，你的名字哦。要写在哪里？你不要写在那复数的那个书上面，你要写在那个单数的那本书上面。
You need to know that your name needs to be written in the book, which is
记在这一本单数的这本书，就是生命羔羊的生命册上面，你就在那里被永恒的纪念。
That is the Lamb's book of life, and if your name is written in there, you will be remembered in eternity.
将来在这本单数的书的那本生命册上面，有没有你的名字？
Is your name written in that book?
第三个，人生的意义到底在哪里？
And thirdly, what's the true meaning of life?
人受造的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of the creation?
创世纪第一章写得很清楚嘛。
It's written very clearly in the first
chapter. 创世纪第一章，神造人是为了什么？
What's the purpose of God's creation?
第一章二十六节嘛。
In Genesis,
上帝把这一切，这世上一切，让我们来管理。
God entrusted everything.
你是不是在？你是不是跟着跟随在上帝里面，好好的用上帝所赐给你的荣耀，我们的上帝。
You need to use whatever God entrusted to you to glory Him.
荣耀上帝，去对人有益，是我们生命里面最重要的意义。
To give glory to the Lord and to be beneficial to people.
如果我们一生只用来荣耀自己，只用来为自己。
It's the true meaning of our lives if we only use our life to glorify ourselves.
那么将来我们离开这世界的时候，只有无限的遗憾。
Then in the future when we leave this world, we'll be truly regretful.
人要离开这世界以前，你不会关心你的银行里面有多少钱。
The moment before you pass away, you won't care how much money you have in your bank account.
不会关心你在这世界上你的地位有多高。
Or how high your social status is.
不会关心你到底拥有了多少的学位过。
Or how many degrees do you have.
你只会关心我到底能不能毫无亏欠地站在上帝的面前。
The only thing you would care about is if you can stand before God.
我这一生有没有写在上帝的生命册里面被永恒的纪念？
If your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, and
我有没有好好的用上帝所给我的这一切，不管是 金钱，不管是时间，不管是我的能力也好，来帮，来用这些来预备我的将来，预备我的永生。
Have you, and if you have used, your all your resources and time and, to prepare for your future.
所以今天耶稣基督的这篇讲道。
So today, Jesus' sermon.
可以知道有多么重要。
It's very important.
好好的为自己预备将来，好不好？
Prepare for your future.
用你认为最宝贵的东西。
Using whatever is the most precious to you.
你的金钱或者你的时间。
Maybe it's your time and maybe it's your money.
去帮助人，去结交朋友。
To help others, to make friends.
去荣耀上帝的名。
To glorify God's name.
这些都将记在永恒里面。
It will all be noted in eternity.
第九节说，当钱财无用的时候。
In verse 9, it says when it fails.
你使用这些荣耀上帝，你使用这些，你所做的这些事情。
All that you have done.
将要带领你进入那永恒的帐幕里面去。
May receive you into the eternal tabernacles.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
全能永在的父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主啊，是的，你要我们真的借着你所交给我们这最小的、这暂时的、这不义的、这别人的这些东西，你要我们使用这些东西来为我们的将来做预备。
Lord, it's true that you asked us.To use the very little, the unrighteous, the temporary things to prepare for our future.
愿主你的话语进入我们弟兄姐妹的心里面。
May your word enter our hearts.
我们这一生一世，我们要好好的来善用你所给我们的。
We are to use everything that you gave us wisely in our lifetime.
来使人有益处，来帮助人。
So we can help others and benefit others.
来荣耀主你的名。
And to glorify your name.
来为我们的永生做预备。
And to prepare for our eternal life.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
愿你话语进入我们弟兄姐妹的心里面，我们就这样子来遵行，这样子来遵行主你所告诉我们的一切的这样的话语。
May your word enter the hearts of all.Brothers and sisters here, so we can follow your words and act like that.
主，我们感谢你，我们感谢祷告，奉靠我主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
谢谢。
请我们起立。